My parents brought a realtor to my house. We're going to sell this dump. My mom announced, losers like you should rent forever. Dad laughed, pack up your trash. They had no idea whose name was on the deed, or what I would do with theirs. The realtor's BMW pulled into my driveway at 9 a.m. sharp, followed by my parents' white Mercedes. I watched from my home office window as they got out, my mother pointing at my garden, gesticulating wildly, probably complaining about the wild flowers I'd let grow, instead of her preferred manicured lawn. The doorbell rang, then rang again. Then my mother started pounding. Natalie, open up, we have business to discuss. I took my time walking downstairs, saving my work document first, refilling my coffee. Let them wait. When I finally opened the door, the realtor, a sharp-dressed woman with two white teeth, was already taking photos of my porch. Finally, Mom huffed, pushing past me into my house. This is Ms. Brennan from Coldwell Banker. She's here to assess the property. I'm sorry, what property? I asked, though I knew exactly what was happening. Dad wandered into my living room, hands in his pockets, that familiar look of disdain on his face. Don't play dumb, Natalie. We're selling this dump. Miss Brennan extended her hand, which I didn't take. Your parents tell me you've been squatting here since your aunt passed. I'm sure we can find you a nice apartment once we get this place market ready. Squatting in my own house. The wallpaper has to go, Mom was already saying, running her fingers along my carefully restored vintage wallpaper. And these old hardwood floors. Nobody wants original hardwood anymore. We'll put in that gray laminate everyone loves. Tear down that wall, Dad added, pointing to the wall between my kitchen and dining room. Open concept, that's what sells. Ms. Brennan was taking notes, nodding enthusiastically. The bones are good, but it needs updating. I'm thinking we list at $750,000 after renovations. $750,000. Mom laughed. In this neighborhood with the market this hot, try $900,000. They were discussing the sale of my house. My house that I'd spent 3 years restoring. My house that Aunt Helen had left me 5 years ago. My house that they'd never even visited until today. Losers like you should rent forever, Mom said, turning to me with that familiar sneer. You're 34, single, working some computer job from home. You don't need a four-bedroom house. It's embarrassing, honestly. What do the neighbors think? Pack your trash, Dad added, already opening my closets, inspecting them. We'll give you 2 weeks, that's generous. M. Brennan was measuring my living room windows. These will need updating. Double pane. Energy efficient. Buyers expect modern amenities. I sipped my coffee and smiled. Miss Brennan, can I ask you something? Of course, dear. I know this must be hard, but your parents are doing what's best. Did they show you any paperwork? She paused. Paperwork, proof of ownership, a deed, title, anything that shows they have the legal right to sell this house. Well, they're your parents. They said the house was inherited from your father's sister. My father's sister left it to me, not to them. To me 5 years ago. Mom rolled her eyes. Don't listen to her. She's delusional. Has been since childhood. We had to take over her finances years ago because she's not capable. Would you like to see the deed? I asked Miss Brennan, pulling out my phone. I keep a digital copy right here. Natalie Cross, sole owner. Transferred from Helen Cross's estate in 2019. The realtor's face went pale. She looked at my parents, then at me, then at her notebook. You told me you owned this property, she said to my parents, her voice sharp. We're her parents, Dad said, as if that explained everything. We have rights. No, Miss Brennan said, backing toward the door. You don't. You've wasted my time, and potentially implicated me in attempted fraud. It's not fraud, Mom shrieked. We're trying to help her. She doesn't deserve a house like this. She was supposed to be a doctor, a lawyer, something respectable. Not some computer person working in her pajamas. I'm a software engineer, I said calmly. I make $400,000 a year. I own 3 patents. But please tell me more about how I'm a loser. Dad's face went red. You're lying, am I? Should I show Miss Brennan my tax returns too? Or maybe the deed to the rental property I bought last year, or the one I bought the year before that. My parents stood frozen. They've never asked about my job, never cared about my success. To them, I was the disappointing daughter who didn't become a surgeon like my brother Kevin. Didn't marry rich like my sister Angela. I was invisible until they thought they could profit from me. Get out, I said quietly. You can't kick us out, Mom laughed. We're your parents. Miss Brennan, would you please call the police? I have trespassers in my home who won't leave. The realtor was already at the door. I'm not getting involved in this. But ma'am, she looked at my parents, falsely claiming to own property, and attempting to sell it as a felony. You might want to leave before this escalates. She fled, her heels clicking down my driveway. "This isn't over," Dad growled. "You owe us. We raised you, fed you, housed you for 18 years, and I noticed you never visited once in the 5 years I've lived here. Not until you thought you could sell it, because it's embarrassing." Mom exploded. "You living in Helen's house like some charity case. Helen only left it to you because she felt sorry for you. The pathetic middle child no one wanted." There it was, the truth of how they saw me. "Helen left it to me," I said slowly. "Because I was the only one who visited her when she was dying. I was the only one who cared. You didn't even come to her funeral." "We were busy," Dad muttered. "You were in Vegas. I saw the Instagram posts. I walked to my door and held it open. Leave now or I call the police." They left, but not quietly. Mom knocked over my porch plan on purpose. Dad keyed my car on his way past. Joke was on him. My Tesla's cameras caught everything. That night, I got a text from my brother Kevin. "Did you really kick Mom and Dad out? They're saying you stole Aunt Helen's house." Then from Angela, "How could you? They were trying to help you." I didn't respond. Instead, I did something better. I pulled up the county property records website, public information, all of it. My parents' house, the one they'd been bragging about for 30 years, the one they'd said was worth $2 million, was in foreclosure. They were 4 months behind on payments. The notice was dated 3 weeks ago. That's why they wanted my house, not to help me, to save themselves. I dug deeper. Dad's business, the one he'd been running into the ground, frowned for years while telling everyone he was a successful entrepreneur, had filed for bankruptcy. Now you can watch the second part by pressing share and more.